Memorial Day marks the start of grilling season for many of us. There may be some coals burning in your barbecue pit right now as you listen to this program, so we thought this would be a good time to check in with musician and cookbook author Ruby Dee. Now, if you're a fan of rockabilly or honky-tonk, then you've probably heard of Ruby Dee and the Snake Handlers, but what you might not know is that Ruby is also a chef, and her cookbook, Ruby's Juke Joint Americana Cookbook, is just out, and she's with us now. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. Thanks for having me.
Ruby, I hate to start on kind of a sad note, but there's actually a really interesting story behind how the cookbook got started, and it actually started with a brain injury. Do you mind telling that story?
Well, sure. About 4 years ago, I was in a pretty bad scooter accident. The driver of a car didn't see me and ran me off the road. I was wearing a helmet and everything, but I suffered a moderately severe brain trauma. And I had a really difficult time with the language side of my brain. I couldn't put words together into sentences. And I could see the thing in my head. I could see the object, but I couldn't think of the word for it. And I'd struggle with that. And so to do a sort of cognitive therapy, I started writing out stories. And then I realized after a while that I was cheating a little bit. If I couldn't think of the word for instance, couch, I would use the word sofa, and I'd get by with that. And so I realized I wasn't really exercising my brain as much as I wanted to. And the way to do that, I figured out, was to write the recipes that my friends and family had been asking me to write down for years. So I started doing that, and that was great. That was really good, hard exercise, because after all, in recipes, you can't cheat. You can't substitute an ingredient with another ingredient and call it the same thing. It's, you know, cinnamon is cinnamon.
And that you found that that really helped.
It really helped. I'm able to have this conversation with you and make it through and make sense.
Yeah, how are you doing now? You sound great.
I still have some issues, but I, you know, have little tricks that I use. I pause a little bit, or I'll use a word that is close enough to the word I'm looking for, as long as I'm not writing. But I'm doing so much better than I was 4 years ago, and the writing really, really helped.
How did you get to be such a good cook, also being a musician? Because that's a life that many people understand as kind of lived on the road, you know, in buses, on tour buses, in hotel rooms. So how is it that you've managed to do both?
Well, sure. First off, almost everybody I know who's a musician is also artistic in some other way. I mean, creativity is creativity. So you're either a musician and a photographer, or a musician and a cook, or a musician and a painter, something like that. You know, there's a lot of cross-referencing when it comes to creativity. But as a kid, I grew up in both my grandmothers come from different cultures, and I grew up in these households where I would watch, fascinated, and watch my grandmothers cook these amazing meals, and I really got interested in that. And then also, to tell you the truth, when I was in grade school, I was one of those nerds who took a cooking class. Everybody else was out playing football or doing whatever they were doing, and I was one of those nerdy kids, like, I'm going to go take a cooking class. And and when I started handing out the things that I was cooking, I noticed that people started getting this smile on their face before I even showed up with the thing that I was offering. And I realized, oh, if you give people food, they like you. And so I kept doing that.
Well, I think that people will like you a lot if you make some of the recipes in this book. What are some of the favorites?
Well, anything that you can throw on the grill or barbecue. One of my personal favorites are the Coca-Cola baby back ribs.
Who wouldn't want some Coca-Cola baby back ribs? Well, the thing about your Coca-Cola baby back ribs is that and it really does have Coca-Cola in it. I'm just wondering, you're not kidding. But is how you start preparing the ribs. You boil it up I'm looking at the recipe right now. And of course it has Coca-Cola, onion, garlic, bay leaves, and black peppercorns. And you stir that up and you kind of boil the ribs. And you're kind of preparing them, right? You're kind of parboiling them before you throw them on the grill. Speeds up the cooking time.
It's kind of a tenderizing thing. You're breaking down the meat a little bit, and that's partly what the Coca-Cola does. You could do without the Coca-Cola, but that just adds to the flavor.
And then you have a sauce that also has Coca-Cola, so you have a double Coca-Cola hit on
you. Got it.
Right. If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's Memorial Day, and we're talking good cooking with Ruby Dee. She's the author of the book Ruby's Juke Joint Americana Cookbook. What makes Americana Americana? Like I say, you're kind of your music is identified with Americana. That's one way that it's described, and so is your food. What makes Americana Americana?
Oh, great question. You know, if you know anything at all about Americana music, that's music that was brought here by cultures from all over the world. So whether you were from Eastern Europe, Africa, Northern Europe, Southern Europe, wherever you were from, you came to this continent and you brought your music with you. You came in contact with other cultures, new instruments, and new music came out of that. So you've got hillbilly music, blues, jazz, bluegrass, surf music, rockabilly music. I mean, I can keep going. Cajun music, the list goes on and on. That's all Americana. Apply the exact same principle to food. Those cultures came here and they had their recipes with them. They came in contact with new ingredients, other cultures, and new recipes came out of that. You'd recognize some of the recipes. For instance, a chowder. You'd think, oh, wait, I've had that in Scotland. But you also think of chowder as something from the Northeast. You know, in the United States, I mean, we're a huge country. We're a big continent, plus all the islands that we've got connected, Hawaii and Alaska. And if you touch base on the different cultural cuisines all around this country, you get all these different variety of flavors, but it's all Americana.
Well, so
that makes sense?
It absolutely makes sense. So what are you going to be serving this Memorial Day? Hate to put you on the spot. But...
Ooh, I will tell you what I'm serving this Memorial Day. It's actually a friend of mine's birthday as well, so we get to double dip. I get to bake and throw something on the grill. But what I'm throwing on the grill are my favorite brined grilled pork chops with the molasses date barbecue sauce,
mm-hmm.
and probably some smashed potatoes and with buttermilk and garlic, and some fresh tomatoes out of our garden. I'll mix those up with a little olive oil and vinegar and throw those on the table, and I think I'll be done at that point, except for what I'm baking.
What's the dessert? What's the dessert going to be?
Well, peaches are coming into season right now, so is lavender in our garden, so I'm going to probably make a peach lavender cobbler.
You're hurting me.
You are invited.
You're hurting me. I don't know if I can get down to Texas by dinner time, but thank you.
Well, yeah, absolutely. There will be a place at the table for you when you make it, all right?
Okay. Well, Ruby, you also thoughtfully include a CD with your Ruby's Juke Joint Americana Cookbook, so music to cook by and perhaps eat by. So I think to say goodbye, why don't we play your cut, right, from the CD?
Oh, that sounds great.
Right, home cooking.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
No matter about the weather, if it's warm or cool outside,
This is Home Cookin' by Ruby Dee and the Snake Handlers. It's from the companion CD for Ruby's Juke Joint Americana Cookbook. And Ruby Dee was with us from KLBJ in Austin, Texas. Ruby, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. You have a good holiday.
Cook it up to see him smile. Home cooking from the garden to the stove. Barbecue or in the oven, but when my fella comes on home, home cooking, mix it up all nice and sweet. All the freshest and the best is in my baby's home cooked feet. When my baby starts to cook it, I hope some meat, the man of mine. There's a whole lot of flavor, makes everything taste just fine. A little sweet and something savory.